gather in front of the Israeli mission to the United Nations, and we gather just beneath that Israeli flag to tell our sisters and brothers in Israel, you are not alone, we are with you. We are with you. We are. To the wounded, let's imagine our standing at their bedside and we bless them with these words, Refuah Shleima, join me, Refuah Shleima, Refuah, Refuah, may you have a renewal of body and renewal of spirit. And to the bereaved, for a moment, let's close our eyes and imagine that we are in their homes. Those who are mourning their brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and wives and husbands and children and grandchildren. And we rise and together from thousands of miles away, but we are there. Let us offer together the word of comfort. Repeat after me, friend. Hamakom. Yinachem. Etchem. Bitos. She'ar. Aveilei. Siyon. Yerushalayim. May the Lord, may the land of Israel, comfort you amongst the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. And to the people of Israel we proclaim, to the people of Israel, to all Jews we proclaim, Ashrei Ha'am Sheyesh Lo Medina Ki Medinat Yisrael. Is the nation whose state is the state of Israel. And to the holiest Jews on the face of this earth, to the Israeli Defense Forces, we say, Ashrei Ha'am Sheyesh Lo Tzava Kitzva Hagana Yisrael. Who has as his army not only one of the strongest armies in the world, but one of the most moral armies on the face of the earth, the Israeli Defense Forces. May they forever be blessed. Let us listen in deep, silent prayer as the names of last week's victims will be read by Rabbi David Kaub and Rabbi Harlan Wessler. The amount earned last week in terrorist acts is the equivalent, God forbid, of 1,300 victims of terror in America. It will be followed by the piercing and mournful sound of the siren.
I'm going to read the names of the victims of the Gilo terrorist attack, sanctify their memories by committing yourself to helping Israel in its most dire hour. Boaz Aluf, 54. Shani Avi Sedek, 15. Leah Baruch, 59. Mendel Berenson, 72. Raphael Berger, 28. Mikhail Biazi, 24. Tatiana Blavatsky, 41. Walila Bugala, 11. Reza Dickinson, 67. Dr. Moshe Gazi, 70. Barak Bruni, 60. Aurice Kayla, 21. Helena Ivan, 63. Iman Kaba, 26. Shiri Nagari, 21. Gila Nakab, 55. Yelena Tago, 42. Liat Gagain, 24. Ramin Tukayu, 51.
Waiting for a bus at the junction by French Hill. Terrorists jumped out of a car. He tried to do what none had done before, to make sure that more Jews would die. Jews who would surely be defenseless.